Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
All right, everybody, that is right. It is Thursday night, and the time is right. It is time once again for the FWWC tonight. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get the man in here himself. I know he's got a lot to talk about tonight, and we got callers coming in left and right. So let's get the man in here himself, the one, the only, CEO.
Complete shoot, ladies and gentlemen. It's about 105 in Kansas City at 7:30 this amazing Thursday. But let's be honest, man. Do we not expect the weather? We always complain about the heat. Oh, my Lord, it's so hot. But it's June, y'all. We know what time it is. The good Lord spins this world right round and round and round. And every summer, it's the same temperature, and we get the same complaints. But it's all to the good. We're not here to talk about the weather. I'm not your local weatherman. No, I am the CEO, the host of the most popular, the best, the craziest fantasy wrestling podcast in the land. That is the FWWC tonight. That can be heard every single Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central. Major, major shout out to Sister Hoss, Hardcore Hoss, for holding it down for your boy last week. As always, I'm a CEO, but I wear many hats. And my responsibility sometimes goes outside of the world of fantasy wrestling. So I appreciate them having my back. I also want to thank our updated. I got an update. I got an email update of our amazing sponsors who make the show happen. As always, got to shout them out first, the Wrestle Talk Podcast, which, by the way, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold tight. JP, I know you're checking calls. I know you're doing stuff, but you know I got to set you up. You know I got to set it up. And you know when I got to set you up, I'm going to talk slow because you know I'm going to need that breaking news. So when I – see, folks, this is how you know we have a good relationship with your guy that runs the boards. You just don't go off and say, hey, I need this. Hey, I need that. No, you talk your little crap. You drag off the conversation a little bit. That way, when you ask for the drop, the man behind the button can press the drop accurately. So, with all of that BS being said, JP, please allow me to ask you, sir, to hit that breaking news button. Oh, throwback? The throwback breaking news? Oh, man, that's what's up. And that's kind of appropriate. That's kind of appropriate because next week, ladies and gentlemen, next Tuesday, we have a special 3-hour edition of the 400th episode of the Wrestle Talk Podcast. cast. Y'all, I remember like it was yesterday. I remember like it was just last month, last week, last year, when we started episode one. Well, at least when I got on the scene. The Night Owl, Hoss, all those guys over there have been doing an amazing job, and we have rounded and made our way to episode freaking 1-400. And yours truly, the CEO, we'll have to see if I'll be there. You know, it's going to be a lot of surprises. They haven't really mentioned the lineup yet, and I don't think they are because it's going to be an amazing, surprising show. But the WrestleTalk podcast has the most amazing guests. They have the most amazing segments. It's done in a very, very professional manner. And myself, the FWWC, the reason why we exist, the reason why we rotate, the reason why we're in business is because of the WrestleTalk podcast. And I want everybody, I mean everybody, call your mama, call your daddy, call your sister, call your brother, call your cousin, call your baby mama that you owe child support to, call your baby daddy that you're trying to avoid. Make sure you tune in next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central for a special 3-hour, just like a Monday Night Raw, uno, dos, tres, 3-hour, 400 episode edition of the WrestleTalk podcast. I'll be there. Damn it, you should be there too. So we want to thank that sponsor. Also want to thank Royal Mills Transportation, always available for your transportation needs in the greater Kansas City area. Rathburns Engraving, make sure you get your special WrestleTalk podcast mug for next week's 400 show. Those mugs are just $20. Nova Men's Barber Lounge, ask for Pete the Barber. King Cave Arcade at Oak Park Mall. Everything Combat with Pat Milicic and Jeffrey Wilson. Mi Fiesta Casey Rentals. And last but not least, I-70 Sports Media with my main man, Jeremy Karp. So, now that we got the business out the way, tonight's show is going to be a very exciting show, full of information, and we're going to talk about our amazing FWWC Tag Team Tournament. We're going to talk about our challenge tomorrow, but I got to take care of some house business first. I know the callers are coming in. I know people are on the line. JP's over there checking it. Don't worry, JP, I ain't going to put you on the spot. Because I got to bring some things to the forefront. As you guys know, we are in year 10 of the FWWC, officially as of June. This is year 10. And there's been a lot of changes, a lot of modification, but one thing stands true. We are the premier fantasy wrestling group in the absolute world. We're the best. Why are we the best? Because we do things and we try to do things in a decent and fashionable manner. Decency in order. That's the way. So I've been getting a lot of emails. I've been getting a lot of talk. I've been getting a lot of questions. CEO, what's up with the booking? CEO, can I get a match? CEO, why isn't this going this way? CEO, I want to be in a high-profile match. CEO, I want to be the number one contender. CEO, I want to face the champion. Folks, please allow me to inform you that things are completely different, and unfortunately, you're not going to get things your way. When we first started off Season 10, myself and the Night Owl, we wanted to put together a system. Though it's not a perfect system, we wanted to create a system that is simple and easy to follow. So the first thing that we did was, number one, there is only one challenge a week on most weeks. If you recall previous seasons, brand battles, we were fighting 3 days a freaking week. That became a lot, not only for the FWWC staff, but also the superstars. So in Season 10, we have one match a week, one challenge a week, or at least we try to. There are certain special stipulations where we fight on Monday, but most of the time, Friday, that's it. So from a superstar's perspective, from a perspective of people on our staff, that kind of system is easy to follow. You know when the matches happen. Tuesday, we announce the card on the WrestleTalk podcast at 8 p.m. Wednesday, the card goes on the page. All the participants are tagged. Thursday, all the participants are put in the chat, giving their orders, and Friday, we have a match. There could be no simpler system than that, but we still have people complaining. CEO, I want to fight this night. CEO, I want to fight that night. And the biggest way to piss me off as a booker, as a staff, is to ask for a match and then don't do jack shit or promo or even show up to your match. Why? Because since we are trying to do things from a legitimate standpoint, our storylines, our booking, all follow each other. So if you're in a match this Friday, tomorrow, or whatever, that means that that particular match ties on to the following week and the following week and the following week, if we can help it, all the way to the pay-per-views. Just like any WWE program, just like any AEW program, our storylines, our matches all intertwine with each other. So when we have a monkey in the wrench, or when we have somebody that doesn't show up or doesn't do anything, we have to restructure everything, and that screws stuff up. So again, the biggest way to piss me off is to not show up for your match. I'm not a bad guy. I'm not an asshole. We're just asking you guys to do what you ask us to do. Perform, show up, work your programs, do your job. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Another issue that I'm seeing is guys just throwing out random challenges. They'll get on the page, post on a promo, talk a bunch of crap to that individual, and expect to be booked. That shit doesn't work that way, man. It does not work that way. You just can't, unless you speak to myself or unless there's special situations where you speak to your opponent, you just can't randomly challenge people in comments and stuff like that. It doesn't work out like that. It does not work that way. That is not decency. That is not the structure. That is not how we do things. We can't keep up with that. If you notice, the way that you keep up with everything going on in the WWC is paying attention to WrestleTalk podcast, paying attention to the card release, paying attention to the promos, paying attention to the challenges. If you are not paying attention, you will not get booked. That damn simple. If you can't tell me what the hell is going on with your program or someone else's program or at the least a promo, why the hell would I book you? Or why the hell would we book you? It's ridiculous. I'm not going to name specific names. Those people know who they are. But the thing about it is this. We are no longer operating under the system that didn't necessarily flaw us in years past. We just wanted to tighten things up. And we here at the FWWC are not going backwards. We are not going backwards. Allow me to repeat. We are not going backwards. This new system works. This new system is structured. The matches work. The programs work. The promos work. The role play works. It all works for the better good to make sure that every individual, new and old, because we have a lot of new guys coming in, who, by the way, have said this is the most professional and easiest way to understand an eFed, unlike the other eFeds of the world. We're not going backwards. We're going to continue to do things. We're going to continue to improve. And please, above all else, pay attention to what's happening on the page. Please promo. Please program. Show the hell up. We're only having one match a week, folks. We're only having one challenge a week, folks. It's not that hard. So if you want to have a successful career here in the FWWC, make sure you follow those rules. In addition to that, if you're wondering why you're not being booked or you're not participating in matches, well, guess what? Just stand by, hold tight. The good old CEO will hit you up. And you know what question I'm going to ask you. And on top of that, if you keep getting your ass whipped at every challenge, then what can I tell you? Think about it. You lose four Fridays in a row. Why would we book you? You see what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing about this whole ordeal. That's the biggest thing about this new system. It's about performance. It's about working your way to your position. You just can't become a number one contender for a major title. You just can't become a number one contender and be put in a championship match. Hell no. That's why the tag team tournament is going on the way it is right now, because I got a lot of heat for that too. Oh, CEO, I believe we should have been the number one contenders, and I believe we should have been given this. No bullshit. You have to earn your way to that, because here at the FWWC, we have been working our asses off collectively, myself, the Night Owl, the GMs of the past, the staff of the past, and the present, to make sure that we are the most entertaining and top-running fantasy wrestling group in the world, and that's who we are, and that's what the hell we're going to keep on doing. So I'm done with my rant. I'm done with my TED Talk. Hopefully you listen to this. Check it out on the replay. Replay it. Listen to it. Book it. Write it down. Do what you got to do. Okay. Let's move on with the freaking show, man, because we're not going to spend all night talking crap because we have a lot of stuff to go over. We got matches. We have challenges. We have things to discuss. But our first caller, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of structure, speaking of prestige, speaking of champions, this particular gentleman is a guy that I've known personally in and outside of the ring. We've had our quarrels. We've had our mix-ups. But apparently this gentleman has to come on this show, and he has some things, and I know he's not happy. I know, I can tell when this guy's pissed off. And right now, this guy's extremely pissed off, and he wants to get some stuff on off his chest. So allow me to bring on none other than the longest reigning FWWC Hardcore Champion, longest reigning FWWC Tag Team Champion, longest reigning multi-time FWWC Warriors Heart and current Warriors Heart Champion, multi-time superstar here in the FWWC, the one, the only, the leader of La Familia, El Mata Rata. Like this, so you can point your fucking finger and say, that's the bad guy. So say good night to the bad guy. Come on. Last time you're going to see a bad guy. El Mata, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Are you there, sir?
I told you the one. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. I might say mi amigo, if that's proper for this evening. How are you doing, sir?
You and me amigos, business partners, maybe. Rivals, definitely. But friends, we're a long way from cooking steaks in your backyard together, Chico. Don't hold your breath.
I tried, dog. I tried, man. You know, you can't hurt the CEO for trying. But apparently,
I like your energy tonight. I will say.
Oh, yeah,
I'll give you that.
Thank you, sir. I love this
energy. You're finally not pussyfooting around trying to keep these ratas happy. No, you're doing what's best for what? For your baby. Just like I've been doing for La Familia for so long. Finally, you and the Night Owl have taken a book out of El Mata's page. Una página with just one page. You finally learn about it. That's why La Familia has survived the Devil's Dynasty, the SOFs, the ECWs, the steampunk collective, and so on and so forth, the hardcore lucha crews and the LWOs. You know why, Mills? You know why, CEO? Because we've been doing what you guys are now starting to do, and it's about putting your damn business first and the bullshit second.
Well, sir, I can't disagree with any of that. That is 110% correct. We have to put business first. We can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. If we want to advance, if we want to claim to be the best, we have to do the best things and make the better decisions. But enough.
Let me just say this before you move on, because I'm sure you've got some world class questions, Chico. You are the CEO after all, the originator, the creator, the head administrator. Let's give the man the respect that he's due. Now in the ring, you ain't worth a shit versus El Mata. But your business acumen is one of the best. I've proven it. Universe Mania after Universe Mania, Chico. Every time you and I have gone toe-to-toe three times in this year's history, El Mata has come out 3-0. You know it, and I know it. Just like Cody did to Seth. The difference is El Mata is unbreakable. Now, let me tell you something. I have to get this off my chest. There's so many people in this group who have entitlement and believe that they're owed something. See, when I said I dug your energy, it's because it's something different. I don't know if it's, you know, these midnight rendezvous with Devil's Dynasty, which I'm sure you'll deny. You don't even know what's going on. You're being played like a puppet, but that's another story for another day. See, the FWWC has changed. It has evolved. It has grown beyond the immaturity and the feelings of man. You see, CEO, that's why we can't operate based on what people like or what people want, because people are fickle. Going back to another double champion of the past, Daniel Bryan, fickle, fickle, fickle. Don't listen to the voices in the locker room. Listen to the fans out in the chairs who paid their ass, their $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $80,000, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 to be at the show. That's the only voice that matters in professional wrestling. The voice are the people who paid to be there. See, because if you allow yourself to be swayed by the crybabies of this business, and dear God, are there a lot of them, you'll be like a leaf in the wind. And that's why La Familia has survived. Because we have stuck to our integrity and our morals. This country's going to shit, Mr. Mills, because people forgot those two things. The FWWC has decided to go in that direction for this season, year number 10, the best year that we've ever had already to kick off a season, ladies and gentlemen. And I've been here since the beginning. But Mr. Mills, I'm proud of you. Now, don't ruin it by asking a bunch of stupid questions. But kudos to you guys for not letting the sentiment of a few dictate how you run your business, because right now we are on a hot streak and we haven't even got to SummerSlam yet, Daddy. What do you got for me?
All right. Question number one. All correct, Omata. What are your thoughts? Well, I mean, you kind of answered that question. I was going to ask you what were your thoughts on my rant, but you kind of already mentioned you believe that the new changes and the new things are good.
Would you look at
that,
people? It looks like no. You see, unintentionally, because your mentality has evolved, you've grown and become better, probably from taking that page out of my notebook. It's fine. You can have it. But you're right. I already did answer that question because I appreciate the energy. Next question.
All right, question number two. Let's talk about the tag team tournament. As I said before, the Law Dogs, yourself, and Lou Justice, the longest reigning FWWC tag team champions in the history of this group. But as always, we have to do things in decency and order. So we are having ourselves a FWWC tag team tournament in which the number one contenders will have a match, or should I say, we will figure out the number one contenders at Money in the Bank. But let's start from the beginning. There are two teams that have already advanced in this tournament. We'll get to the other teams that are facing off tomorrow. You have, in a surprising fashion, holy hell, that is the former women's champion Ayla and Oni. You also have the newcomers who kind of got in by default, Assassin's Syndicate. That is the rookie Ace and the Alpha. What are your thoughts on those two teams that have advanced so far before we get to the other four teams?
Let me be clear. El Mata appreciates young up-and-coming talent like Ace and like the Alpha, though I don't like the Alpha's attitude, I'm going to be quite frankly. I'm glad that Theory taught him a lesson. I put a pin in that because we're going to get back to Theory in just a moment. But what I don't like is arrogant superstars who think they're better than they are. How dare, see, karma is a real thing, CEO. How dare this clown walk around with his own championship that he made himself, and we never even got to see the actual hybrid title. Why? Because he wanted to walk around with some blue piece of shit over his right shoulder. Alpha, your ego is your greatest enemy. See, when you're the Alpha, Chico, take it from me, because it takes one to know one. You don't have to tell people that you're the Alpha. Actions, not words, Chico. Ace, on the other hand, a man who's seasoned in this business, in the independent world of professional wrestling. The guy can talk, he can scrap, and he's earned himself a main event match against my hermano, the second greatest FWWC world champion of all time, Luke Justice, behind only yours truly, El Matarrata, the first ever FWWC world champion. I know my cousin El Diablo might disagree with that, but go back and check the history books. They'll tell the full story. See, Ace is a little bit wiser than his tag team partner because he doesn't spout off at the mouth without knowing what he's talking about. You see, he's very sneakily earned his way into this main event tomorrow night, and I'm quite impressed by him. But don't get it twisted, Ace. You see, it is only because of Luke Justice that you get to be in the main event. Because Luke Justice is interested in testing the waters with a young up-and-comer that everybody in the FWWC universe has been talking about. And kudos to him, because he knows that that's what it's going to take to stay sharp. See, everybody wants a shot at the FWWC world title. Why not do some recon? He's a lawman after all, isn't he? He studies. He learns. Gets his warrants, and he throws your ass in jail. Either that, or he sticks his canine on you. So kudos to Ace. I'm impressed. Alpha, As great as you are, you got to be humbled, my man, and I think you had the first slice of that pie against Theory. Keep talking that jibber-jabber, and you get lucky enough to make it to the final, well, the Law Dogs will go ahead and finish off the rest of that pie for you, Papa. In your freaking face! Holy hell, I'll keep it simple. Every single week they call into this show. Every single week, the comment section, making jokes, cracking shit about holy hell. But guess what? They're still here every single week. And you, the people making the jokes, the people making fun, could only wish to have the kind of work ethic and creativity of Oni and Fallen. Ladies and gentlemen, the people that you underestimate the most are the ones that are going to come up and surprise you. And that's exactly what happened in the first round against Holy Hell. Isn't it, CEO? That's exactly. We're being underestimated. And what happened?
They advanced. They're into the bargain. They advanced clearly.
That's right. You're damn right. You're damn right. So those are my thoughts on just a couple of our potential opponents. And as far as everybody else involved, I don't even want to hear about them yet because they haven't done anything yet. So when Imata comes back next week, we'll talk about the rest of those teams. I also am respectful of your time. We'll leave that for next week. Is that all right with you? Because it's all right with me.
That's okay with me. All right, question number three.
Give me Mas, Papa. Give me Mas. What you got?
What do you make of all this heat between the Hybrid Television Champion Theory partner, the SWC World Champion, the Lawman? We seen Luke Justice in the shower. It's like on some Silence of the Lambs shit. I don't know. That's your boy. I'm not going to speak on it. But I know himself and Theory have got a lot of back and forth. And I don't quite know where this is going. I kind of got an idea. Don't want to spoil it. But two champions, two guys that are holding titles, kicking ass, taking names. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, I've spoken enough on my brother Luke Justice from one evening. So let me touch back on that pin that we put up a few minutes ago on Theory. Theory's a man that many knew, that many get an opportunity to really know the way that Imata has. You see, I've gotten to know this man personally, and I've gotten to know him inside the squared circle. You see, the last time that Imata had to go sage before this last episode against El Diablo, many of you will remember I was lighting candles and burning incense when I faced ECW, and particularly the legend known as Theory. This man is an intellectual, he's a fighter, he's an artist, and he's also one of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. Excuse my Espanol. See, Lawman knows that in order to extend his reign as FWWC world champion, he's got to continue to challenge himself against the best. And since Shate wouldn't step up, a little higher. See, Theory knows who's at the top of the totem pole in the FWWC. It's always been La Familia, will always be La Familia. Between Marcus Mayhem, Luke Justice, Truly, and a few others will remain there forever. But Theory is not a man to be underestimated, as the Alpha just recently found out. Am I not right about that, Mr. CEO?
That is 100%.
He found
that
out
is 100% correct. The hard way.
What happens when
champion.
You call a legend washed up? He found out the hard way. What happens when you go, hey, Martha, you only promo once every couple of weeks? My one promo. Me that long because it's concise, it's well thought out, it's pointed in the right direction, it is an exceptional. This is an art, ladies and gentlemen. Picasso wasn't told how long it take him to make the Mona Lisa, did he? Nobody asked Da Vinci how long it took him to do his works of art, did he? No. You marvel at the excellence when it is completed. You got a lot of quick shooters, a lot of early busters in this group. And they assume because we haven't done what they're doing every single day and every single week that we're washed up, that there's rust under the gears. No, no, Chico. When you got a 63 Impala chrome paint, you don't take that sucker out every day. No, 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 no. You wait till Sunday nights. Ain't nothing like them summer nights. That's when you bring
it
out. That's what the Theories of the world are going to do. That's what the CEOs of the world are going to do. That's what the Lawmans of the world are going to do. That's what the Marcus Mayhems of the world are going to do. That's what the Hawk Mafias of the world are going to do. And most certainly, the standard bearer himself, El Mata Rata, is going to do. So anybody in the tag team tournament, anybody fishing around for an opportunity to knock us off, just remember, if you think I got rust, nah, nah, chicos. I just went in for a tune-up, and I'll be quicker and harder hitting than ever when that time comes to defend the FWWC Undisputed Heavyweight Tag Team Championships. Question, and we're done.
Last question, and we already have one match that is breaking news that it was announced last week. We know that Funky Flex will defend his championship at Money in the Bank against the Battle Cat and the James Brick Wall Buckets for the Spartans Heart Championship. But there are some matches that are being developed. We're not going to give them away, so please don't inbox
no,
me.
No, we are. Get the breaking news right now.
Oh,
AP,
well, excuse me.
You want to get your ass
hit the breaking news off.
Hit that breaking news. Breaking news. See, my sage mode has not completely left me yet. So I already know what you're about to ask me about, CEO. So you're more predictable than what you believe. Though not as predictable as Paleface. Robert, you have cried and complained and justified your average nature for far too long. You've tried to convince people that it's because of El Mata, La Familia, Devil's Dynasty, the CEO, the board of directors, that you haven't got your one-on-one opportunity to main event or pay-per-view here in the FWWC. So what did you resort to? You resort to going back to a gimmick that I originated with the bandana over the face. You went back to attempting my tactics and calling me a part-timer, accusing me of hardly showing up. As a matter of fact, somebody else I know did that a little bit earlier in their post, didn't they, CEO? You want to act all polite and sweet when I come on, when I'm reading right through the lines, Chico? I know what you're thinking before you thought it, and like Daddy used to say, when you're heading out and on your way, son, I'm already on my way back. Robert, I'm going to do you something that you could never earn on your own. I'm going to give you the main event at Money in the Bank against the greatest superstar in FWWC history. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert will finally have his opportunity to show you all what he's been crying about to us for 6 fucking years. He's going to get the main event, and he's going to freaking choke. And until he can prove me otherwise, I'm going to continue to say it. Choke. Robert. You don't have to cry into your pillow at night anymore because your Don, your ruthless Don, is a generous Don. You think the board of directors screwed you out of your Warriors Heart Championship match at Universe Mania? No, 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 Chico. It was your ignorance and stupidity. Brett screwed Brett. Robert screwed Robert. But because of my heart for you, hermano, I'm going to give you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to main event a pay-per-view against El Patron, El Jefe de la Familia, El Mero Pinche Mero Cabron. So go ahead and lace them up, papi, because it'll be the greatest match of your career. And for me, it'll just be another main event. And if anybody, feel free to say it with me, has a problem with that, it's pretty simple, CEO. They're nothing more. Just a dirty, stinking rata.
And there you have it. Holy shit. Oh, I love this show. I love being able to come back every week. There is nothing like the freaking FWWC, folks. It's just crazy. It's crazy. We already have our main event signed for FWWC Money in the Bank. It will be El Mataratas, our current FWWC Warriors Heart Champion, versus none other than the challenger, Robert. That's going to be one hell of a deal. Robert, let me give you some advice, boy. I've been in the ring with you. I've been in the ring with El Mata. I'm going to tell you something. You better bring that shit, dog. This is main event status. This ain't nothing to play with, homie. That's 100. All right, folks, we're going to keep the show rolling. We got some callers on the line. We got some people we need to talk to. We got some people we need to chat with. K kind of see who else to bring on first, because I want to respect. Let's bring on the guy that we were just having a conversation about, this man, and I got some questions of my damn self because I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on with this whole scary movie shower fogging shit. Let's bring on our current SWWC Hybrid Television Champion, the man, the legend, Theory. Welcome to the FWC Tonight Theory. You are live. How you doing tonight, sir?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm doing great, man. So I'm not going to keep you too long, but we got to have this conversation. Theory, you have always had the power to bring out the best or the worst in some people. Currently our FWC Hybrid Television Champion. And, you know that your path to greatness is different from everybody else's. We know that you got some blockbuster matches coming up, hopefully at SummerSlam, where more than likely you'll be defending your title. But before we get there, I've noticed that you've been taking a few pop shots at Saint, which have gone unresponsive. But now you're kind of getting in the head of our current FWC World Heavyweight Champion, Luke Justice. Now, Theory, I know your motives are different. I know you got some different stuff going on. You're a stable guy. But what the hell's going on? I know this isn't a title. This isn't about titles. What is this about?
He wants to play games. You think this is Theory, CEO? This is Luke
What
Justice.
The hell? What the hell?
Theory.
What the fuck are you doing?
Theory.
What the hell are you, Luke, what the hell's wrong with you, man?
He wants to play games? Well, I'm the puppet master.
What the hell? Okay, I'm confused. Luke, I don't know what the hell is going through your head or what the hell your problem is, but this is some weird shit. First of all, no one would want to see you in the shower. A. B, like, what about, you've been going, has this whole rivalry between you and Hardcore Hoss knocked you around, and do you got some screws loose? Because I don't understand what the hell is going on. I don't get it. Like, what are the voices telling you? Like, well, what's going on? Like, what the hell?
This isn't me speaking. This is the voices in my head. I am a monster. Theory! Theory!
Do we have Theory on? Because Luke Justice has lost his shit. I don't know what the hell's going on tonight. I have no idea. And everybody calls me weird. everybody calls me strange. Well, apparently we don't have Theory on the line, but Luke, brother, I don't know whether you need to. El Mata, I hope you listen to this, because your tag partner, your champion, he's not all the way there. Like, you need to be paid. You kind of need to pay attention to this. It's something you want to do. Something you want to pay, put a pin in. But Luke Justice, I don't know what the hell is going on between you and Theory, but I will say this. That man has a way of manipulating things. That man, as I said before, has a way of bringing out the best. But now it seems like he's brought out the worst of you. So before I let you go, do you have any departing words besides Theory?
What does T-H-E O-R-Y, spell CEO.
It doesn't spell sandwiches, it spells theory.
Theory!
What the hell is going? What the hell? What the hell is going? Jesus Christ. On a shoot, I will say this. I love when people do with their ass. I'll just keep it at that. Okay. Moving on, because I was totally confused about that shit. Let's bring some clarity to this, because now I'm thrown off. That I really thought that was theory. Okay. Let's bring on another guy, and I'm going to chop it up with this guy because I got some information for him. Let's bring on another gentleman who I respect. I've gone to the Green Mountain with. I've rode with this guy. We've hung out, and he is also returning. And there's a little something we got to talk about because there were some discrepancies last week. But let's get on none other than the man, the former host of Rapping with Remy, my dog, Remy Mother Effin Ricks.
Return to the D with them and this. Stepping to the mic, it's like a brand new lyricist. I'm here to do what should have been done 10 years ago. You can't fuck with me, I'm stepping out the shadow. So walking overloaded, I'm ready to explode. I've lost all self-control. Setting your skills like Highlander, one slice, and I watch the head roll. It's a lyrical kamikaze when I unload on the mic. I'm ending everything I see, it's destruction on sight. Push it down like a track with no bass.
Remy, is this Remy Ricks? Is this Remy Ricks on the line?
Always.
Just making sure that I'm talking to Remy, and it's not some other guy with another introduction.
I heard that goofy stuff.
I don't know what the hell to expect of that, but again, like I said on the shoot, I'm glad when people do what I ask them to do. What's going on? What's going down, Remy? What's happening, sir?
Well, it's nothing right now. Enjoying life, doing what I do, drinking a couple beers, smoking a couple bowls, cussing a couple people out, you know, typical.
Right. So here's the deal, Remy. We got to talk about the elephant in the room, okay? And this is what I was kind of going back to when I was on my rant earlier about booking matches and people being able to do stuff. Here's the thing, Remy. I'm the nicest guy in the world. At least I try to be the nicest guy in the world. And I understand stuff. But when it comes to booking, when it comes to things of that nature, sometimes wires get crossed and, you know, shit doesn't work out. And unfortunately, in last week's proposed tag team match, though it might have worked out for the better, you guys, the team, the Convergence, didn't get an opportunity to be involved in the tag team match. Now, here's the thing, Remy. I'm the kind of guy that fixes stuff, okay? I'm the kind of guy that helps out the people. I'm the kind of guy that tries to make sure things are right when circumstances permit themselves. Now, of course, I'm not going to coddle people or worry about them when they bitch and complain. But Remy Ricks, you deserve an opportunity, sir. And this goes back to why I booked the matches the way I booked the matches. If you guys are aware, we have a pay-per-view coming up. If you guys are aware, we have championship titles that need to be contended for going into SummerSlam. But everybody has to work. Everybody has to participate. Everybody has to put in the work. And I know damn well, Remy Ricks, you're going to do that. So, JP, I'm going to give you time to get your buttons together, even though this is a short. It's not the breaking news I'm used to. But please, sir, hit that breaking news button. Now, as I said before, normally we only do matches once a week. But in certain circumstances, certain instances, things change. Because I'm the CEO, I can modify stuff. Now, Remy Ricks, the only thing I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to give away the match. I'm not going to give away the participants except one. This Monday, there will be one match. One match. You can call it the main event. You can call it the highlight match, whatever you want. It will be a special edition Monday night challenge, and it will feature Remy Ricks. Now, what kind of match will it be? I'm not going to tell you. Who is your opponent or opponents? I'm not. The only thing I will tell you is for the victor or victors or one victor, we don't know, there will be contendership implications in that match. Will it mean you're a number one contender? I don't know. Will it mean that you get a title shot? I don't know that either. The only thing I know is that Remy Mother Effing Ricks, who has put in the work here in the group, who has busted his ass, and who has modified his schedule to be with us tonight and on challenge nights, deserves that opportunity. And this Monday, Remy Ricks, you're going to get that opportunity in that square circle. Your thoughts, sir?
The only thought I have is, do I get to find out before Monday who my opponent is? Because either way, I don't really care. I'm still about to do what I do and drop the fire when it comes to this promo, because we
yes,
ain't playing
sir.
No
yes,
game. Everybody already
yes,
knows
sir.
That when it comes to Remy, it's strictly business. Whether we're friends or not, I'm doing what I do best, and I'm coming and taking what's mine. The little mishap with the whole tag team deal, and I admit was my fault, was the scheduling communication. I had a previous engagement. So if people, certain people, want to be upset and salty about that, that's okay. I really don't care. Because at the end of the day, unlike some people, like Mr. Miz, Mr. CEO has said, I earn my things around here. I don't cry until I get my way. You know, kind of like the little main event we got coming up that hopefully isn't a damn bathroom break if it's the main event of the pay-per-view. Robert better bring what he's supposed to bring.
Damn straight. I agree. And as I said, participation is key. Showing up is key. Can I say this one more time? Paying attention. This isn't directed towards you, Remy, but if you can hear me, paying attention is key, okay? Paying attention. That's all you got to do. We do this shit once a week. Remy, do you remember when we were doing three challenges? Can you imagine? Can you remember back in the day? We were doing three challenges a week. That's three promos for possibly three matches in a week. Three programs a week. Okay? We had to put together three freaking cards a week. The general managers had to organize all of you superstars almost three times a week. Plus a pay-per-view. That's four times a week. We do this shit between once or twice, so it's not hard to pay attention, dog, if you want to participate. That's all my thoughts on that.
And if people really want to get bitchy about not being able to do promos and stuff like that, let me remind folks about what Mr. Mills was just speaking about. Three promos a week, which Remy was on 99% of the cards, including pay-per-views, three promos a week, guaranteed, if not four or five, if I did rapping with Remy. So people just want to be handed things. They kind of need you. You got to lay the groundwork and the foundation, or you can't build nothing. It's going to fall, and that's what a lot of people still do not understand.
Damn straight. Well, Remy, I appreciate you, sir. So by this set, and I do things differently. Like I said, usually when we do a card on Friday or a challenge on Friday, I make the announcement on Wrestle Talk Tuesday. Card goes on the page Wednesday. Chat together on Thursday. Friday's a challenge. Considering the fact that we have a Monday night challenge, we're going to get that chat together on Saturday. Then we're going to have the card put together on dropped on Sunday. And then Monday, we're going to get to it. So, yes, Remy, you will have enough time to know exactly what the hell you're doing, sir.
Well, I don't need to know. I was just curious because with what you've been saying, I'm going to call out every individual in the FWWC that ain't putting in work anyways. So whoever you want to step or whoever you want to place in front of the ring with me is going to get this work, and they better bring their best because those who have been in the ring knows what happens when you don't.
Damn straight. Remy,
and that's
thank you for joining us.
Say.
Damn straight. Thank you for joining us, sir. Best of luck going into Monday.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Hell yeah. All right. Like I said, I can't give away everything, folks. You got to pay attention. You got to tune in. You got to look at the page. All right. Next caller on the line is a guy that I know personally, a guy that some may say me and him are going to get to know each other personally tomorrow. Again, I don't know the deal. I just know what happens when I put the mask on. Anything after that is out of my hands. Let's bring on none other than one half of the Death Posse, former United States champion, former multi-champion. He is the owner of Swag Casino. Let's bring on Swag Daddy.
Orange and purple with a chicken or breakfast. If you ain't a hustler, you might not get this. Eyes wide open, even though we sleeping. Have to get up in your face, you know, creeping. But you gotta be from my town just to know that. All brand new, no need for a throwback. That where you're from, but don't be dumb. Didn't even know it, but they said that I won. I will keep grinding, no rewinding. I will ace life like it's one big assignment. Young Max Saga.
Swag, welcome to the FWWC tonight. You are live with the CEO. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Mr. Mills, long time no talk, mi amigo.
Long time no talk, man. Big ups and congratulations to you and your tag team partner and your valet, your daughter, none other than, dude, the fact that y'all got back together, the fact that Jessica Flowers has now returned to the FWWC, the fact that Death Posse is now a relevant tag team, as they always been here, and will be participating in the tag team tournament tomorrow, this is great. This is what the FWWC tag team tournament is all about. This is what the competition is all about, and the Devil's Dynasty is looking forward to facing you guys tomorrow. But what are your thoughts on your opponents? What are your thoughts on the tournament, and how excited are you to return to action?
I'm very excited to return back to the ring from my little hiatus. A minor, quote-unquote, knee injury held me out for a little bit, but this tournament, I got to tell you, it's, I'm not even sure why we're having this thing here. We all know what we've done to all tag teams we've faced, but we'll go through the motions as it were. That's what the powers that be say we got to do. That's what we'll do. Me and Marcus, Flowers, it's all good. Now, opponents. First off, sick. Those guys doing the booking, I'm not sure what you're thinking here, but you just want to hand the team a loss because you know this guy. I have his number. I've always had his number. I think he's beat me once in my whole career. Once. I think I had COVID or something. I don't know. And this pale face, I don't even know what's going on here. I just got back here. All I know is I'm confused. It don't matter. I don't know if you remember. I took six masks a couple years ago and threw that sumbitch off the pier down in Florida. I'm going to do the same thing to pale face. That thing's coming off. I'm going to bust that sumbitch up, throw it in the ocean. Then what's he going to do? Yeah.
Well, you never know, Mr. Swag. Some say the mask has a certain power, or at least I've been told. And you might not want to screw with that, big dog. That's just from one guy to another, if you catch my drift.
I've walked the edge before with the supernatural. It doesn't scare me one bit. I looked at the face, I spit in his eye, and I came out on top like I always do, like Mr. Swag always is, and like the Death Posse will do tomorrow and at the end of this tournament.
Now, what about the possibility of you facing the Law Dogs? If you make it all the way to the finals, you'll be facing your brothers in La Familia, the longest reigning tag team champion here in the FWC. One in El Mata and one in the Lawman, Luke Justice, who, by the way, I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. He's a few quarters short of a slot machine, if you understand my drift, Swag Daddy.
And that's exactly why him and I couldn't cohabitate as tag partners anymore last season. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that guy's got a screw loose. He's my brother. Facing the law, dogs. Here's the deal, and the term gets played out all the time in here, but it's business. I mean, you know, I hear that all the time, but it's true. Hey, we want to face the best, very good best. I mean, love them to death, but they're gonna step aside and let me and Marcus take over the tag team belts. Cause, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, the proof is in the pudding, my man. We haven't been beaten. Yeah, and you call it confidence, call it cocky, call it ego, it's confidence. We haven't been beaten. We're not going to get beaten. We're going to take those belts. You know what? The only time, once we get those belts, the only time we relinquish those belts is when we're tired of holding those belts.
I can dig it. Well, Swag Daddy, we got more callers on the line. Best of luck tomorrow, and I think I'll be seeing you personally, homie. Have a good one.
All right, we'll see about that. Swag out.
Swag out. All right, let's keep the show on the road, man. We got more callers on the line. 657-383-1521. Please make sure to follow our sponsors. Also, WrestleTalk Podcast. Next week, episode 400, 3-hour special edition. Ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday, 7 p.m. is going to be a badass show. All right, let's bring on another favorite here in the tag team tournament, Prophets of Madness. One half of the Prophets of Madness, none other than Madman Joe. Madman Joe, you're alive on the FWC tonight. Can you hear me, sir? Hello, Madman Joe, you're alive on the FWC tonight. Can you hear me, sir? I'm not getting Madman. I guess he must have hung up. I'll see exactly what the heck the JP got to tell me. I'm not getting Madman right now. Madman, you are live on the FWC tonight. Can you hear me, sir? From Madman. Tell him to fix his doggone phone. All right, we got to keep the show on the road. Maybe we can get him back later. Okay, let's keep this happening, man. I want to bring on a gentleman, and we'll get Madman back in a bit. Like I said, we got to keep the show going. I want to talk to a gentleman, man, who's catching a lot of heat on the FWC Facebook page. On the chat thread or on the show thread. If you're there, make sure you go check it out. A lot of people are saying that this gentleman is undeserving of this match that was just announced. A lot of people are saying that he hasn't earned his way, and just to be frank, they're saying he's one-dimensional. But I don't believe that. I really don't believe it. I believe that it takes a certain initiative, it just takes something to bring that out of somebody to get them going. So let's bring on, as we try to close the show out, let's bring on none other than the man who will be in the main event at Money in the Bank, Robert.
What's up, DeJuan Mills?
Robert, you are in the hot seat, dudes. You're in the hot seat, sir. You're getting a lot of attention. You're getting a lot of heat. Here's the thing. I've always had the respect and admiration to give the people who are in high-profile circumstances and high-profile situations the floor. That's just me, because I believe that's where honor and respect does. I believe that people who have the testicular fortitude, if you will, to compete and to put on the best show, deserve that time. So this is your opportunity, Robert. This is recorded. The whole world can hear it. Everybody can hear your voice. You are in the main event against your boss, your leader, El Matarakis, for the Warriors Heart Championship. Can I be frank and can I be candid? Fuck what happened at Universe Mania. Fuck what happened at any other time. What matters is what's going to go down in 2 short weeks. Robert, main event, El Matarakis, Warriors Heart Championship match. What the hell is on your mind? The floor is yours, Robert. Answer who you need to answer.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, DeJuan, CEO a lot of people look, sit there and want to talk down on me, saying that I don't deserve the main event spot because I haven't done compared to what they've done. But they're not in the main event spot now, are they? But also, they haven't had the high-profile matches, like you said. I've faced you. I've faced against the Law Dogs. And both times, either I've came out on top or I've tied with the best. So I quite distinctly deserve a shot. And yes, Universe Mania, that's back in the past, but that all leads up to a long storytelling. It started from there, and now it's going to end at Money in the Bank. For the ones who says I don't deserve it, well, fuck them. They're going to sit at the sidelines, and they're going to watch El Mata, his Warrior's Heart Championship, taken away and going to have a short run with that belt he will have. Because I'm going to take it away from him, and then I'm going to have the biggest target on my back because everybody's going to think that Robert is going to be the easy target, which is they're going to be wrong. Because I have a lot of aggression still from Universe Mania. Because I know that I deserve what should have been mine. And I'm going to tell and I'm going to show the world that I can hang with the big dogs, that I will hang with, that I will be above the big dogs. And talking about that I don't put in the work, well, if I could put in the matches, I do put in the work. Do I need to? Maybe. But they don't deserve my time until the time is needed. So when it comes to the Money in the Bank, they're going to see what I can and will do. And as for Luke Justice, you're going to say I'm going to choke, sir. And I know well enough, you're going to have a little mental breakdown. It seems like it on the page. But, sir, you're going to watch your partner take an L for once.
Well, damn, folks. When I tell you something, when I tell you it takes a certain fire, thank you, Robert, for joining us. We got more callers to get to. When I tell you it takes a certain fire, and it takes a certain kind of passion to get on the road. And I'm going to tell y'all something. And Robert, I know you probably still listen to me, dog. You're going to get that heat, player. That this, if you ever needed to step your ass up, this is one of them. I've been in a lot of programs. I've won a lot of masks. I've won a lot of faces. This one right here, this target on your back, this expectancy. Because, again, this is the fucking Warrior's Heart Championship. This is the main event at a big five pay-per-view. This is a program that should be revered and done. And I've been in simple-ass programs for matches less than title shots, for matches that are less, okay? So I am confident that you guys are going to make something great and passionate happen at FWC Money in the Bank for that Warrior's Heart title. Okay, I think we have, before we get the show over, I think we have Madman Joe back on the line. He had a little bit of connection issues. So, JC, let's get Madman Joe on real quick so he can speak his piece about the tag team tournament. Madman Joe, can you hear me, sir? Are you there? Welcome to the FWWC tonight.
Yes, I am, Mr. Mills. How are you, Mr. CEO?
Man, it's the big shot. Now, everybody, now, Madman Joe, I need to address you, dog. I need to address this because people want me to make it make sense. You know, Prophets of Madness, amazing tag team. Death Posse, amazing tag team. Hoss Mafia, amazing tag team. Devil's Dynasty, up-and-coming tag team. Everybody is wondering, well, why the hell didn't you just pick one person to move on and be in the finals and yada, yada, yada? Well, here's the deal. The reason I didn't do that is because everybody would have been bitching and moaning, oh, you gave this team opportunity. Are you passed this team on? You did this, you did this, you do that. No. All of these teams, every team that I announced, deserve a shot at those FWC Tag Team Championships. But in year 10, we're going to be fair. In year 10, we're going to do things the right way. And here's the best part. You want to know how you can win those titles, Madman Joe? You want to know how the Prophets of Madness can advance? Just win, baby, win. Just win. Just win your match. You've been here for the longest. Y'all have been a part of this group. You know how it works. Just win your match. That's it. So don't make it seem like, you know, we're not trying to hand people stuff and give people. No. What other way could we do it? And tomorrow is going to be one of the biggest FWC Friday Night Challenges we've seen in a while, when the Prophets of Madness take on Hoss Mafia. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, my thoughts is, it's all fine and dandy to give everybody, you know, a fair opportunity. That I do agree. But with some of these tag teams, you know, they're just popping up out of the woodworks. Prince of Madness has been an established tag team for quite some time. And, well, granted, we did have a year off, kind of much needed to refresh and come back. But now that we're back and, well, we're making the tag team irrelevant again because, well, the Law of Dogs have, well, basically held the tag team titles hostage. So with all these teams coming up out of the woodworks, I hope y'all plan on putting your foot down and putting in the work, because Prophets of Madness have been more hungry than ever for tag team gold. And as for Hoss Mafia, well, it's going to be the first time the Prophets of Madness is facing y'all too. But come tomorrow night, me and the Bishop, we're just coming into the building, and we're going to take care of business as we always do.
Wasn't awake, I guarantee your ass is awake now. I think we're joined by none other than one half of the Hoss Mafia, Hardcore Hoss. You're live on the FWWC tonight. I'm going to give you the floor because I can't hear shit. Go for it, Hoss.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Mills. And, you know, Madman, you talk about teams that are just thrown together. But you got to realize the Hoss Mafia was not just thrown together as a tag team. The Hoss Mafia, we were around a few years back. And then, well, we all kind of separated, and then I went with the Hefty Boys, and we just kind of reunited again. We weren't just thrown together. So it's not a tag team thrown together that you're going to be facing. And, well, you can plan on walking in and taking care of business all you want, but we tend to have the same plans, and we will get the job done.
Well, that's what you think. Well, good luck with that, but guarantee this, you will receive a prophecy of pain, courtesy of the Bishop and Madman Joe tomorrow night.
Well, we will see what happens, but I am not the least bit concerned with your prophecies. You know, personally, I know that we can take this W, and I know that we can go on and win those championships. So I'm not concerned about you in the least. I mean, don't get me wrong, Prophets of Madness is a good team. You always have been. You say you've never been against Mafia.
Yeah, Madman Joe, any response
to that,
sir? I think his track
might have cut out again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. Okay. I know. Come on, Hardcore Sis. Talk your shit, girl, before we get to our last caller. Because I'm trying to figure this out. Hardcore Sis, are you there, ma'am?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, babies. I'm here. You know, let me remind you of something there. Yes, I'm here. Let me remind you of something, Mr. Prophet of Madness Boy. First of all, you know, you talk about your madhouse. Welcome to the madhouse. Are you forgetting who the hell you're talking to here? I am the Twisted Sister. I am the nut job of La Familia, and I am the craziest woman, the most badass, hell-raising woman in the FWWC. So don't stand there and act like you and the bishop are just going to walk all over the Haas Mafia. Because trust me, friend, one of these two teams has never held, neither of these teams have ever held the tag titles, but one of us will. And I promise you, it will be the Haas Mafia.
And I'm excited about the booking. A lot of say, well, why are you booking that way? Well, let's make it even, you know. We know we don't want to see four or five. I consider these super teams. Haas Mafia is a super team, okay? Death Posse, super team. Got to give them their credit. Prophets of Madness, super team. Devil's Dynasty may not be a super team yet, but they're working the way up to that. So this is a main event caliber tournament. This is what it's all about. And this tournament, like I said before, will continue next week. We will have a number one contendership tag team tournament match at Money in the Bank. But there's a long road to get there, and I'm excited to see all four of these teams tomorrow get down so we can keep this tournament going, man. So, Haas Mafia, do we have any final thoughts before we get our last caller on?
Go ahead, Haas.
Just knows it.
Okay.
The Haas Mafia is here, and we are going all the way to the top, and nothing will get in our way. If you do, you will get knocked down. And I don't care what the other team is, we will knock you down.
Haas Mafia.
Damn straight.
Big Haas, the Twisted Sister, we just put a hit out on the Prophets of Madness.
Damn straight. And as always, it works out. So, our last caller of the evening, ladies and gentlemen, as we close the show, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. It's been one hell of a show. It's been a great show. Like I said, I enjoy coming on every week when possible to talk to you guys, to converse with you guys, to cards, go over the programs. Everything has been great. Like I said, please, please, please make sure you tune in. Tell your mom, tell your pa, tell your uncle, tell your auntie, tell your cousins. Next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central, special three-hour edition of the 400th episode of the WrestleTalk Podcast. It's going to be live. It's going to be local. It's going to be freaking lit. Please make sure you set your reminders, set your clocks. You don't want to miss that show. I don't know who the guests are. I don't know what's on the bill. I just know damn well where I'm going to be at 7 p.m. Central Time. Tuning in to the WrestleTalk Podcast, episode 400. Special three-hour edition. So, the last caller on the line, the last caller of the evening that I want to have a conversation with is a man that is going to be in the main event spot. And this guy is the epitome of doing what he is told. Working the system, being coachable, being teachable, working the FWWC in his rookie year, and has earned a spot to be in a main event match. Now, he is one half of the Assassin Syndicate, therefore he is still involved in the tag team tournament, but he doesn't have a tag team match tomorrow, so we're going to put him in some one-on-one competition. Like I told y'all, every match makes sense. Every match makes sense. And this match tomorrow is possibly one of the biggest matches this individual will be involved with. So let's bring on none other than one half of the Assassin Syndicate, possibly the FWWC Rookie of the Year, Ace. Ace, welcome to the FWC tonight. Are you there, sir? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Well, you and me have had conversations in the past. We've talked, we've chatted, you've always been present, you've always been there. And like I said, the way we try to book things, the way we're doing things, you have praised the new system. But damn it, Ace, the system has worked for you. And tomorrow, though it is non-title, though this isn't for a championship, person gets an opportunity to do. Not every new person gets an opportunity or a chance at the FWC World Champion. Now, I'm kind of scared because this son of a bitch is singing in the shower and hearing voices in his head. So I'm sorry, Ace. He wasn't crazy before yesterday. He's hell crazy now. But you still get an opportunity to go one-on-one with this gentleman, with the champ. What are your thoughts? How you feeling? Are you nervous? What's going through your mind?
Well, I mean, it's natural. And, yeah, you know, you got to have a little bit of nervousness. You know, you can't ever come into something without a little bit of fear. It keeps you motivated. Keeps you on your toes. And as far as Luke Justice, I think Swag phrased it earlier that, you know, you want to beat the best. And right now he is the best. He holds the world title. And, you know, I don't know what's going on with him. He better keep his head clear. And it's not a non-title. It's a non-title match. And that's great. That's fine. You know, I haven't really earned that spot yet, and I'm working to it. But to be in the main event with him, man, I couldn't ask for no better than that. But I'm going to treat it as such. I'm going to treat it as a main event. So I want him to keep his head clear. While he's all thinking about theory, he needs to be thinking about me.
And you're live on the FWC tonight. Are you? You know what? I'm gonna shut up because this is between you and Ace. I'm stepping out of this one. You guys got the floor.
All right. Look, for a few minutes, I'm back saying I took a little swallow. You know what swallow is, fellow Georgia boy? I took a swallow of my anti-evil juice, and I'm back to who the hell I am. And what I can say is, you don't impress me one bit, kid. And you know why? Because all you do is sit down and run your mouth about how you can do stuff better than me. But what I can tell you is, I've been a world champion for 570 days, and I've proved each one of those days why I'm the best damn superstar in the FWWC today. It don't matter how much all these other people are pumping up your head, because I know I'm the best.
Hey, Luke. How's it feel coming home, seeing my face on the billboards, brother? How's it feel coming home knowing everybody in your family's wearing my merchandise? See, that's what it's all about. I don't need your world title, man. You can be the best in the FWWC. That's all good. But when you come home, you have no choice but to see my face everywhere. You're going to see it tomorrow night. You're going to keep seeing it. And then when you come home, guess what? You're going to see it again. Eventually, whether it's a tag title or your world title, it's coming home with me. And then you're still going to see my face every single day. Get used to it.
Just because the higher-ups in the FWWC are pushing you, pumping money into you, pumping money in my territory to put your face on things, you need to listen to me. You need to listen to me. You got them ears open, son?
Oh, I'm listening, baby. Go ahead.
Because, look, you know where the Ogeechee River is? You know where the Altamaha River is? Meet me
Definitely.
On the bank, son.
I got you. Anytime, any place. This can carry on even after tomorrow.
Because, look, these people in the FWWC don't really know how it goes down in the South. But you do, and I do. And how about this, CEO? Book the match tomorrow, but add this special stipulation to it. It's going to be a bare-knuckle brawl.
I tell you what, even better. Loser leaves Georgia.
Oh man, we will take those. We will take definitely before bell time tomorrow. We will take those stipulations into consideration, folks. But holy shit, this is great. It's two good old Georgia South boys getting down. God damn it, I knew the booking committee knew what the hell they was. I knew it. I said, Ace doesn't deserve to shut. No, bullshit. Ace is a Georgia boy. Luke, Lawman Justice, Georgia boy. This is going to be a good-ass match, and I can't wait to get down, and I can't wait to see it. It's almost 9 o'clock. We're running out of time. Ace, do you have any closing words for your opponent?
All I can say, man, is get your head straight. Because if you slip or twitch any in that ring, the match is mine.
Lawman, same question for you.
Ask me the question again, CEO.
Final thoughts on your match tomorrow. One Georgia boy against another.
Well, I've been working my ass off in the FWWC for the past 5 years, inspiring fellow Georgians, showing other Georgians what can be achieved in the FWWC. See, while I was out selling arenas and selling merchandise, Ace was sitting on his ass at home watching me telling his wife that he wanted to be like me one day. He said, that's my inspiration, Luke Justice, because he's from the same damn state I am, and one day I want to be like him. Well, guess what? Look your honey in the eyes and tell her that your once idol has become your rival, because tomorrow night I'm going to whoop your ass.
Hey, Luke, how's it going?
What the hell? This seems like a show of interruptions. Hoss? God damn it. We don't hear
Hoss, where you at?
Hoss? That's another factor. And don't forget, Parkour Hoss is still a factor, Luke Justice. So you're so focused on theory, and you're so focused on your opponent tomorrow, you're forgetting. Parkour Hoss still got your number, buddy. I'm telling you, you got a lot of cards. You're the big dog. You're the big champ. Well, guess what, man? You're going to act like it. And I'm pretty sure you can take the pressure. You can take the heat. But I wouldn't want to be Luke Justice these next couple weeks. I'll be damned. That rhymed.
I got something to say.
Floor is yours, man.
All these stipulations, all this crazy stuff going on, one thing constantly still runs through my head. Actually, two things. I think this juice is wearing off a little bit. Theory, I'm still pissed. Oh!
Oh, Lord. You know what, folks? When it's not supposed to be a big show, it always is a big show. This has been the FWWC Tonight. That can be heard every single Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central. Appreciate you guys for joining us tonight. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central, for an amazing FWWC Friday Night Challenge. I'll be there. I'll be there. You should be there, too. And please make sure next week, next Tuesday, episode 400, WrestleTop Podcast. Let's get it, baby. CEO out.